Welcome to this week's episode of the Top Podcast. As always, I'm one of your hosts, Rob. I'm joined with me are my friends, Lou.
Salawenga.
And Mike.
Are my headphones working? What did he just say?
That's okay.
Bilingual, baby.
Watch out, you're going to get Mike to say his Ooh, one...
We know that's not true.
His one phrase in Espanol.
I'm bilingual, baby. Well, my... Never mind.
All right.
Continue.
So, this week, I want to know, what is a sign you're officially getting old?
Dude, I literally, today, I got a text message from somebody at church about how they had to send coworkers home, or, well, they had to send subordinates home because they were refusing to clean at their job. Which is just one of their like mandated duties. And I was like, what is this country coming to? Out loud, the actual words. And I turned to my coworker. And I was like, that's it, man. I'm ancient. There's no recovering from that one.
How about you, Lou? You got anything?
I mean, outside of like, just like, I have hair on the top of my ears.
I haven't gotten there yet.
I'm like, what? The heck is going on? And I'm like, I catch myself playing with it. Oh, I remember the first time earwax fell out of my ears.
Gotta clean that thing, dog.
Do I have to clean my ears? I mean, I didn't have to do this as a child. Clean my ears.
Especially if they're dripping earwax.
Yeah. Well, not dripping. It's like big chunks of earwax falling off. No?
No. Dropping?
My dog will, like, fling out earwax, but that's because we don't clean our ears.
I think we're past that in this society to relate me to a dog, but...
Nope.
I
mean... Not what I meant.
Luff. No? Okay. Yeah. I mean, and certain things have, like, fallen down, you know? You guys get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I think that happens when you're like 12, 13, 14, though.
Oh, I mean, I'm getting... I remember that time, too. I was in the boys' locker room when I found that out. But second time.
You know, like I'm a deal. Degenerate.
Is that a degenerate? I thought we were just talking about our bodies, like healthy
well,
people.
Oh, you're talking about... Never mind.
I'm not putting it on anybody.
So I'm going to say... You know you're getting old when you actually enjoy going to, like, a hardware store. As a kid, I hated going to Home Depot or whatever. Now I'm all about it. I'm not putting anything on no one.
It seems on par with what I was saying, but whatever.
You guys had to Google any... the top comment, this was an asterisk thing. The top comment is when you have to Google new slang. You guys... I know Mike's doesn't Google it, but you guys ever had to do that? Like, what the heck is 6'7", you know, that type of stuff.
I stopped doing that, like, a couple of years ago, because one of my mentors was like, you just be cool, and then you don't have to worry about what they're saying. But
how'd that work out for you?
Not great. No, I might go back to my ways.
Yeah. All right, well, 6'7", I don't know. I don't know any of the slang. But anyways, we're continuing our... draft for movies. This year we're in the 2000s, 90s. Oh my gosh, it was a bloodbath for my picks. Everyone was picking them off. It was wild. But first up, we have Lou, who's going to tell us what 2000s movie he thinks is the best, and he's going to take first overall in this snake draft approach.
Oh, so I picked the best movie, and then we go from there.
I guess, right? It doesn't have to be the best movie. Which one are you picking first overall? Because I guess you could pick it which ones you think we would also pick, and then you want to take that one first, you know?
Yeah, you guys wouldn't pick any of these movies, so I guess it doesn't matter. I'm going to talk about the one that I want to talk about the most. Right. I have my favorite. I don't even know if it's a rom-com. I don't know what it's designed as. Or designed? No, that's not the right words. Labeled as a rom-com? Sorry.
I don't know what the movie is, so I can't help you.
That's true. It's true. It's called 500 Days of Summer. That is hands down one of my favorite movies of all time. I'm assuming you guys haven't watched it.
I've heard of it, at least.
There we go.
Hey, Goose, good stuff. Chicos.
Whoa.
Wait, what? How's that relate to anything?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what happened there.
Okay. Good stuff. It's Zooey Deschanel from New Girl, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who should have been Robin in Batman.
He was Robin in Batman.
Yeah, he was.
Well, I mean, okay, but
are you saying that you wanted to see Joseph Gordon-Levitt in tights?
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
we're men.
Yeah, tight. Apparently, it's romance and comedy in any film.
So a rom-com.
There you go. Very simple movie. It's about a guy named Tom, Joseph. There we go. And a woman named Summer. 500 Days of Summer. You get it. You're picking up and I'm putting down. And they date for 500 days. And it's cheesy. And it's very classic, cheesy, romantic movie. But it isn't in order of their relationship. It jumps from good stuff to bad stuff to almost dating to kind of dating to dating. I think it's just cut so beautifully. But my favorite part is after they break up, they don't talk because Summer has like commitment issues and Tom struggles with like projecting his feelings towards her and like expecting her to be like the girlfriend that he wants and trying to make her into something that she doesn't want to be. And it's just a beautiful way to like, as a child, I was just like, oh, I don't understand this, but it felt great when I became an adult to understand the nuance of this. But my favorite part is after they start dating, can I talk this much?
Go for it.
Okay. After they start dating, they break up, but they bump into each other at a wedding.
Dog, you gotta give me a...
It's over!
You could talk this much, you just have to give a spoiler. No, spoiler alert to all movies we talk about. I'll just, you know, give a blanket statement.
Yeah. I mean, if you want me to talk about a movie, I'm just gonna spoil it. They bump into each other at a wedding, and they hit it off. And the chemistry is palpable? I can feel it. I can feel the chemistry. And I can
see tangible.
And I can see in Tom's eyes that they're about to get back together. And he's so excited that he's going to get back together with Summer. And Summer is just hitting it off, and they're dancing together. And then Summer invites him to a party after the wedding. And then there's a cut. And on one side is expectations, and one side is reality. And in one side of the video, you are seeing what's Tom's expectations of how the party's going to go. And he goes into this party and he hits it off with Summer, and they're like flirting. They can't get off of each other. And it's so like what he expects, right? But the reality is Summer doesn't love him anymore. She just thinks that he's a friend. And so she like avoids him in the party, doesn't really spend time with him. He gives her a gift and she's like, oh, a book. Thanks for this book.
Another thing I didn't like as a kid, but I like now.
Books?
Yep. If you gifted me a book for Christmas, I'd been like, what's electronic about this? Anyways, expectation versus reality.
You just like pooped on my talk, bro. You just like, wow. Shots fired! Yeah, and it absolutely breaks my heart. Yeah, that's it.
So did they just like, they just cut it, and that was it? They had the two, and then just, that was it? Fade to black.
I think the last scene, well, that's not the end of the movie. I won't spoil the complete movie together, but it ends up good. He ends up dating, I'm going to spoil it, he ends up dating another girl named Autumn.
Ah. No, he right after Summer, of course.
Super, super cheesy. Massively cheesy, but I like that.
Then he falls for Fall.
But yeah, expectations was that he was going to hook back up with Summer. And then reality was he walked his sad butt home and cried. So yeah.
There we go. I don't even need to see the movie now.
I was so open to the idea of watching this movie and trying to see what you saw in it. And then they named the next girl Autumn. And I was like, I never need to see this movie. Literally, I'm so good.
I just cut it right at the end, and then you never have to know this. Like, he just cut it right at the end. Because, like, what he's doing, he's like an architect, but he doesn't believe in himself. So he writes like, Ted Mosby? Yes, another white man.
Only connection there.
Only connection there. And then he writes love you cards, Hallmark cards, and his life is super sad. But at the end, he actually applies to be an architect, and his life does well. And then yes, he meets Autumn. But cut it right before that, and you're good to go.
Autumn.
Hey.
Don't be hating.
Yeah, that's all right. I got.
That's Lou's number one pick at the 2000s. So you really want to talk about it? So don't be yucking his yum, Mike.
I have every intention of yucking that particular yum.
All right. Well, we'll see if he yucks my yum, because I'm up for number two overall. And Lou, just out of curiosity, because I like to know the years. Do you know what year that came out?
It came out in the summer.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Good year.
2009.
In the summer. All right. I'm just curious, because I like to see the spread of where our movies fall. Mine came out in 2003, and to no one's surprise, it is going to be, since I can't pick the whole trilogy, The Return of the King. I've heard it argued, and I would agree that it is our generation's version of Star Wars, as in that it's a trilogy that became so engrossed in pop culture that most of the people our age, or a little bit older, they would recognize the memes and some of the music, even if they haven't seen the movies, and just like, it was such a big thing when it came out, and one thing, it ties the record for the most Oscars they've won in a single night. They won 11 Oscars. They swept, so they got all the categories they were nominated in. And here's my little soapbox. I'm talking to all you TikTok brainers out there. If you can't... I try not to judge people, but if you can't watch the Lord of the Rings trilogy, I am going to judge you. Now, you could watch it and don't like it. That's fine. But if you're going to spend most of your weekend sitting on your phone, scrolling through social media or shorts, you know, just you could use that time to watch one movie a weekend, go through it. I think it will be better for it, for the story and the universe as a whole. It's a great story that really touches on things like fellowship, empathy, you know.
Towers.
Power.
Kings.
No, that's not the Rings of Powers, you know.
Walking.
Towers.
Duty and everything and like... It's just such a good movie, and if you were like me, who was a dumb kid, don't try to introduce someone by starting on the third one. I don't know why young me, why on the show I'm the third one first, and she couldn't make it through arguably the most grotesque part of a movie, which is Gollum's transformation. So go start out with one. It doesn't even have to be the extended editions, but I think you will be better for watching these movies, and in my opinion, Return of the King is the best of them. And also the 11 Oscars is tied for the amount of times my wife cried watching it a few weekends ago.
Wow.
Kids these days and their attention span can't even watch a movie.
Can't get 10 hours, you know. No. It's a whole season of TV. But yeah, just watch one movie a weekend. You'll be good. Space it out. I know Lou hasn't seen this. Mike, do you have anything to add to...
Yeah, I don't know about this analogy that it's the Star Wars of our generation, because the Lord of the Rings movies are good.
And your Star Wars wasn't?
Star Wars is just an overrated pile of crap.
Do they wear underwear in Lord of the Rings?
I don't think I see them.
I have no... Yeah, I can neither confirm... Well, I guess Gollum kind of does.
Yeah, he wears a loincloth.
There you go.
All right. Well, Mike, what are you taking at number three?
At number three, I am going to take the one movie I was even remotely nervous would get picked. I'm going to go Remember the Titans.
That was a 2000. In my head, that's always a 90s movie.
It is 2000.
There it is.
It looks like a 90s movie, yeah.
Honestly, if Iron Giant hadn't been 1999, I think I would have just swept with the year 2000. that's neither here nor there. Remember the Titans is very much one of the two movies in contention. Well, the list is getting longer, but it's in contention for my favorite movie of all time. Infinitely quotable. So many great actors, so many great just lines and performances. It's good. It's the kind of sports movie that you can watch even if you don't like sports. And I have tried that out, and with great success for plenty of people who genuinely don't like sports. They're like, oh, I don't know about this. And then they watch and they're like, all right, that was good. I quoted it completely naturally the other day. I was at work, and my coworkers, one desk back and two desk backs, were talking about some trucking company called Sunshine. I don't know what. We'll call them Sunshine Towing. And every single time they said the word sunshine, I went, sunshine, sunshine. And the younger guy who sits behind me would laugh, and the older lady who couldn't hear me singing would just get steadily more annoyed. And she just kept saying sunshine, and I just kept, sunshine. And it was glorious. But that, and when they're like, Louie, man, what's wrong with your back? And he's like, oh, man, I just gave your mama a piggyback ride, and she's twice as heavy as I am. Might be the greatest line in cinema. So good. Young little baby Ryan Gosling. My gosh. Young little baby Hayden Panettiere. Like, just, and that's Denzel, the guy from the T-Mobile commercials, not Zach Braff, like just Petey. People left and right. So good.
Everyone knows him for Psych, but I'm like, no, that's Petey. Come on,
Psych. That's Dula.
Or Scrubs. Sorry, Scrubs.
I was like,
I don't know. Well, yeah, I haven't seen either.
You're like, not helping out with your
called Lucian today. A dog.
you effing know it, big dog.
Just not. You're gonna get us canceled, man.
Hey. Surprised I haven't been canceled already.
Way too long.
It's not the South. It's not South Dakota. Come on.
Okay. It's a cheesy dad joke.
Times are getting older. All right. Number four, Mike?
Number four. Coming around the horn with another contender for my all-time favorite movie, Signs.
Also 2000?
Mel Gibson. I believe so. Mel Gibson, Joaquin Phoenix, just a crazy tag team, especially for, I mean, I don't think Shyamalan had been making movies for that long. So just like the names that guy pulled were incredible, but just a fantastic, it's not a horror movie, but it is scary, but it's almost like a scary movie for people who don't like scary movies in that. Yeah, it's got a lot of tension and it gets pretty intense at points. But it's this movie about a man who's lost his faith and this journey that he goes on that results in him finding his faith again. Again, very, very quotable 2002 film.
Mm-hmm.
And it toes that line between tension and it breaks it with comedy at just the right times, and it's never too much. It's not like Marvel jokes where you're like, and there goes the whole pacing of the movie, we're laughing again. It's like, movie's gotten kind of heavy. Oh, there's a joke to like lighten the mood, and then we can get back into it being dark. Just absolutely fantastic. And one I haven't seen in a minute, so I might have to revisit that this spooky season.
That well,
it does not. No, that's the only thing that I was going to talk about in that movie.
Did
but I feel like there's not that much. There's not that much of it, though, right?
It's just near the end. I feel like, yeah,
yeah, like just with the alien at the end, and that's one scene. I can live with one scene. Terminator's a great movie, and that scene where the exoskeleton or the regular skeleton's walking at him is janky as all get out. But mm-hmm. You know, what you gonna do?
I mean, I feel like we've talked about this on the podcast before. Was this in like our first episode when we talked about horror movies? I feel like we talked about Signs.
Yeah. We talked about Signs.
It was a long time ago. It's over 2 years.
We talked about both the movies.
Oh, yeah, because of favorite sports media. Yep. Going way back.
Bam. All right. So I'm up next. I'm going to go. Oh, gosh. This is also a good decade. I feel like the 90s and this were. There's some heavy hitters. I'm going to go with 2006, The Prestige, by one of my favorite directors, Christopher Nolan. Have you guys seen it?
The Magic
Hats, right?
Yeah, the one with the hats. I'm not going to spoil it because the twists are crazy, and I don't know anyone that's gotten all the twists on the first time watching it through. But I will say when you watch it again, it's like a completely different movie. So that's a sign of a good movie, especially with the twists. It's basically two magicians that are trying to out-magician each other, and it's wild. It has Christian Bale. Gosh, who's Wolverine? We're drawing a blank on his name.
Jackman.
Hugh Jackman. Yep. David Bowie even makes a small little cameo. Has Alfred from Dark Knight, who's in like all of his movies. But such a good movie. It is another long one. I think it's like a 3-hour movie, but fantastic, worth it. And I can't say enough about it. It's such a good movie. I don't know if this came out before Interstellar, but I feel like this is one of the films that really put Nolan on the map.
It was good. Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
I don't think I've seen it since it came out, so I might have to give that one a rewatch.
Mm-hmm. I would be down to watch it again for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys can come on over and I'll pop some popcorn. You know.
Nice.
Is there a way for us to do
organic
a watch party? Like, is there a way for us to sync up and do, like, instead of a game night, a movie night?
Does the Netflix thing, did that make it out of COVID? I don't
know. I think there's services that you have to pay for.
Yeah.
There's also that jank make it too. Possible.
Yeah. But I'd be down. Lou, what you got?
Man, I'm struggling. There's a lot of good movies. There's a ton of comedies. I wanted to pick one comedy out of this. But there's
I got a comedy in the chamber.
I got
so.
A comedy.
Dude, okay. I got it. It's just, it's so prolific. I've been using that word and I don't even know what it means. I got to go Tropic Thunder. It's so absolutely funny. The quotes on it.
You're calling me racist?
Lucian, yeah. Promoting Thunder. Blackface.
Yeah, how could
you?
Prolific blackface.
Yeah. I mean, you can do blackface if you're funny. It seems like that's the... That's the hallmark. That's it right there.
Well, it's because he was playing a guy who was doing blackface. So it wasn't Robert Downey Jr.
That's true. It wasn't Robert Downey Jr. He was a guy. He was a dude dressed as a dude from another dude.
What do you mean by you people? Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just so funny. Jack Black is a cokehead or a heroin addict. Robert Downey
Jr.
Two
very different vibes, to be very clear.
Yes, that's why I switched, because he wasn't a cokehead. He was definitely a heroin addict.
Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller, just absolute... He's... I don't know how much I can actually talk about this movie without...
You're going to get us guys to talk about this movie.
I know. Yeah, I don't know. My parents let me watch whatever I wanted to watch. This, like, shaped who I was in eighth grade.
He's like, never go full.
It's just insane. It's just, I just can't believe this movie got made, and it is just one of the funniest movies of all time, I think.
Yeah, there's a lot of terms that would be frowned upon us saying nowadays, we'll just say that.
It is.
You guys ever seen that meme where it's like the top 5 highest paid black actors in Hollywood?
That's Robert Downey Jr.
And one of them is Robert Downey Jr. in that movie.
No, I've never seen that.
Tom Cruise is also in there? I don't know.
What?
Wait, what?
Tom Cruise. Yes, he's like the agent guy.
Yes, he's the agent guy. I thought Tom Cruise did blackface, and I was
yeah, that's where I was headed. I was like, huh?
Michigan Impossible.
You missed that
I
one.
Said Michigan.
One of those Michigan Impossible.
Michigan Impossible. Woof. Yeah, it's just so good. I like. I'm a lead farmer. Mother bleep. That's hilarious. When the Ben Stiller was running away and the kid was just stabbing him in his back. When the guy stepped on the mine,
is just so good too.
It's just so good. Drink booty sweat, baby. Just,
whoa.
Yeah.
It's just so good.
Apparently
I can say that, right?
Yeah, you can say that. But apparently my mom wanted to take me to see that in theaters. I don't think it would have made it through that whole movie. I think that would have been a quick exit for us.
Do you think she would have stopped at the blackface, or do you think she would have been
because Robert Downey Jr. wasn't Robert Downey Jr. then, so it wasn't like, you know, that's Iron Man type thing. So honestly, I didn't realize it was Robert Downey Jr. for a long time. So, like, well, especially because I only saw it once, you know, in middle school. Well, I've seen it since then, but, like, I'm like, I didn't know, so I don't think she would have even realized. I showed it to Becca, and I'm like, you know, do you know who this actor is? She's like, no. I'm like, that's Robert Downey Jr. So.
Okay.
What? Did you know right away? No, I didn't know who he was. I'll say it.
I mean, yeah.
It's
a dumb middle schooler. I knew that he wasn't a black guy.
I'll say it. You're so brave, Rob.
I know. I'll say it. Dumb middle schooler.
Also, I think to be politically correct, do we have to call him Robert Downey Jr. in this film?
Ew, dude. Ew. Yuck. All right, next movie.
In case you haven't figured out, my sole goal for this episode is to make Lucian as uncomfortable as I possibly can.
Yucky ducky.
All right, next movie. That's you, Lou. Sorry, it's snake draft.
Is it me?
It is you. Your third pick.
I've never done this before. This is my first time.
This is the first time.
We recorded these out of order.
Yeah, we did. What am I doing? Okay. Favorite movie as a kid, hands down, Max Keebler's Big Move. It's not the best movie ever. If you watch it as an adult, you're not going to like it. But as a kid, it made me feel things I've never felt before. The sense of freedom. It made me want to throw food at people and start a food fight so bad. Have you guys seen this movie? You guys are being quiet, so I'm assuming you guys
have. I have not. I've seen like one of those YouTube like reactors watching it now and just how weird it is, but I have not seen it.
Yes.
Oh, has Josh Peck in it?
Yeah. Yep. And oh,
2001.
I loved it. Yes. Super simple. Max Keebler is a bully. He literally, like in the beginning of the movie, he gets tarred and feathered pretty much.
What the heck? Is that crazy. Reese? Is Reese in there too?
Almost a lot of people are in it. He gets tarred and feathered. He finds out that his parents are moving and he's going to have a last day. And so for his last day, he literally does whatever he wants to do. And as a Mike. Child.
Sorry, you said Josh Peck and I spun into the Drake and Josh movie and then the song from the Jake and Josh movie.
Jake and Josh got a movie?
Well, they got a Christmas movie. It wasn't very good, though. Well, I guess there's a couple there.
I still have to make my pick, so we'll talk about that. Yeah.
It goes to L.A.
I might be pulling an audible.
Oh, Jake and Josh did have a movie.
They have two, at least.
Yeah. That's where we got Hollywood Girl. I mean, I'm pretty sure it probably came out on an album first, but, you know, that's where I heard it first.
Wow, way to just really, you know, kill Lou's stuff. His rant.
Yeah.
I told you my goal for this episode.
Seems like both of you guys are on the same page on that, but I don't know.
I was just quietly humming. Rob's the
you
one
who weren't quietly. Everyone on the podcast could hear you.
You can't quietly hum on a podcast. That's not how that works.
Right into the mic.
All right, next pick.
You're gonna get. Hey, stop! We're gonna get this copyrighted. We're not gonna make our dime off this.
Could you imagine somebody listening to the podcast for us to get copyrighted? That's hilarious.
Hey, Jacob and Andrew's younger brother. He might podcast.
You could copyright us.
Yep. He's like, screw you guys. Name drop me.
What a move.
So I too wanted to go with. I feel like 2000s was the pinnacle of like the raunchy comedy, as we were talking about with Tropic Thunder. So I had a couple on here that I just thought were honorable mentions, but one that I didn't realize was as dirty as it was and really was just a huge movie for animation in general was 2001 Shrek.
Great movie.
It's so very good. Different while going back and watching it as an adult. You just there's a lot more you pick up on.
Oh my gosh. And yet you can still watch it with my daughter all the time. Mm-hmm. Like it's the perfect movie in that sense.
Yeah. It started this whole, man, it even like kicked off like weird food. Like they'd add like weird color dye on it. It was wild. Like how big this
Shrek
movie
ketchup.
Was. Shrek ketchup. And oh my gosh. And it's still a meme on the internet. So it's definitely had like the staying power, but I feel like that is, especially for the age I was, that defines like the 2000s comedy for me was Shrek.
I like Shrek 2 better. The cat really
Hot
did a
take.
Thing. Really?
I don't think that is. No, I think not a lot of people.
It's just wrong.
Oh, okay. What about Shrek 4? How about that?
I have not seen Shrek 4. I stopped after 2.
So my mom didn't. We went to go see Shrek 2, and apparently there was something worse than Shrek 1, so I wasn't allowed to watch Shrek 2 again. So I definitely don't think it would have made it through Tropic Thunder. So I've only seen Shrek 2 once. I don't remember anything about it. Hi, Mom. Don't copyright Shrek, guys. Why is 2 better? Just because Puss in Boots?
I like Puss in Boots. Yeah, he's just a vibe. I like the scene where he gets pepper sprayed, and they literally put a pepper grinder to his face. I think about that scene quite a bit. Yeah.
Was it that Pinocchio was wearing ladies' underpants?
Whoa.
Wow, that felt very autistic and very forward.
I'm just trying to figure out why Rob wasn't allowed to watch it again.
Oh, I thought you said that's why I liked it more.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought. I thought I was with Lou on this one.
I was like,
I love Shrek 2. The freaking
cross-dressing just unlocked some things for Lou.
It's like,
you know I'm a degenerate.
There we go. That makes more sense.
All right, Mike, what are you rounding us or finishing us off with?
Ladies' underwear. What? Compared to Rob's horrendously dirty and disgusting raunchy movie, I don't know if we're going to be able to handle this next pick.
Facing the Giants, doing double football.
Fireproof, obviously.
Pretty sure
that was a teens movie. I don't freaking know, man, because the real pick is
Flywheel.
2003. Yes, I managed to pick these in chronological order. It was an accident. American Wedding. Possibly the funniest of all the American Pie. Not straight to DVD movies, although it's definitely funnier than those as well. First two American Pie movies, fantastic, absolute smashing successes. And in the third one, it focuses on the wedding of the main character, but switches the actual main character role to Stifler. And they actually give the unredeemable character a pretty substantial amount of character growth. And so it probably has the best story, and it definitely, definitely has the funniest scenes. And of all the movies that were available to be picked from the 2000s, that was probably my number one American Pie movie. So
to say Stifler has character growth in the in the comparable to the two movies. I mean, not comparable to the two movies.
Oh, sure. He doesn't grow at all. But he's just they just play him as this unredeemable douche for the first two movies, and then by the end of the third movie, you're like, did he just grow as a person substantially? Did they just give him a full fledged character arc without me noticing? Hot Kyle and I, shout out Hot Kyle, did an entire rewatch of the mainline. Well, for me it was a rewatch; for him it was a watch of the mainline American Pie movies. I would love to go back and analyze those now that Alien Earth is over. I need a tone shift. And
it's a very drastic tone shift.
Yes, I am a little tired of scary space aliens, even though they were fantastic. And just we would just sit there and break down the movies as we watched them, and it was so much fun. And American Pie 3, surprisingly deep story growth for the Stiffmeister.
But is there any apple pie?
You know, I don't think there was apple pie after the first movie, to be totally honest with you.
What American thing?
I don't know that they could have run that gag back and had it work successfully the way it did in the first one.
Sticking it again?
He's about to get married. Just sticking it.
This guy is crazy.
You guys got any honorable mentions? I know, Lou, you're saying it was also a heavy hitter for you. Which one's the pick?
Yeah, I mean, I just grew up watching some of my favorite comedies. It's just in this time. Talladega Nights, Bubble Boy, Euro Trip. I loved, and then I watched it with my wife, and I had to turn it off. Joe Dirt, Anchorman, Old School, Rush Hour 2, Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back, Dodgeball, Zoolander, Hot Fuzz, Pineapple Express.
Step Brothers?
Don't recommend a lot of these movies, but I just loved them as a child.
Can we take a moment to acknowledge that we just went through the 2000s and nobody picked The Dark Knight?
I thought about
it's
it.
Been overplayed.
It was there. It's out in my own mentions, but I wanted that comedy. I just felt like that encapsulated the 2000s so much. Raunchy comedies has nosedived since then.
Mr. Not Keaton was very upset with us for not mentioning Batman 89, and we went almost an entire another full episode without mentioning the Batman movie that
the good ones. Know,
yeah, I mean, I would say that The Dark Knight's probably the best of the live action Batman movies. But there is a contingent out there who'll fight for 89.
It
bothers me that this gag still tricks me
every time. Like,
it makes me feel like I am a monkey boy.
That's when he feels like he's old.
Whoa! Hey!
Yeah. Low hanging fruit. I thought you guys would take it, and you did.
Yeah. There's something I've seen interesting online is people are starting the churn on The Dark Knight. I don't get it. I watched it like 6 months ago. Still a fantastic movie, but people are like, nah, it's not that good. Maybe they're just trying to be hipster, but.
That's got to be it. Also, just the rom-com was so good. I miss that genre so much because they're not as raunchy for the most part as we remember them being.
But we were in middle school at the time. It was
peak. Yeah. They have a reputation that I think exceeds them, and. A lot of them actually have really good just coming of age character growth arcs, and it just bums me out that that we lost that genre. Sad thing.
It's true. Where would we be without Boats and Hoes, you know?
Boats and Hoes.
Or if you don't chew Big Red, you.
Boats and Hoes is that's Step Brothers, right?
Yeah, that's Step Brothers.
Yeah. Never been a Step Brothers guy. I think it's super overrated.
Again, middle school.
I came back as an adult, and I was like, "Boy, this leaves something drastic to be desired."
Yeah,
I mean that drum set scene is super funny.
I'm not saying it's not funny at all, but a lot of people will tell you it is the greatest comedy ever made, and to that I say no.
And you don't like Will Ferrell, period, right?
I mean, Elf is great. Anchorman's great. The man, I think he's overrated now. I think he had some absolute bangers.
Semi-pro.
And then just kind of stopped being funny. And people just let him coast on that reputation.
He was great in The Office.
He was in a movie with Kevin Hart. And I thought it was pretty funny.
Get Hard?
I'd say the name, but...
It's Get Hard.
I don't want to get in trouble.
I'll say it.
Ooh!
Saw that one in theater.
You know I'm a degenerate.
Yeah, I'm okay with the raunch com staying in the 2000s. Maybe just because I've grown, but definitely would not go see it nowadays. But I don't know. There just hasn't been a lot of good comedies. I feel like. Do you guys see Airplane though? The new one.
They're making a new one?
No, it was already. It's probably out of theaters now. But it had Liam Neeson in it, and apparently it was pretty solid. I didn't get a chance.
You're talking about Naked Gun, and amazing. It was so funny.
All right, might have to check it out.
Yeah, I think it's streaming now, and I went and saw it with Dan, and I tell you what, I have not laughed so hard in a movie in an incredibly long time. The aggregate age of the viewing audience was 70 years old, average age, rather, sorry. It was not a young crowd, but the whole room was dying.
It's fun. That's like looking at watching an old person at Taco Bell and being like, you go, good job.
Was it? Except this was watching a whole old folks home at Taco Bell.
Was it Naked Gun or Airplane that had OJ in it? No one of them did.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
Are you sure it's OJ?
Yeah, OJ.
He had an acting career for a minute.
Before he got loose, before the juice was loose. I'm also going to go The Departed. I love The Departed. My wife struggles watching The Departed.
Is that the juice that's getting loose?
What? Never heard The Juice is Loose before?
I've heard The Juice is Loose, but that was because of his football career, not because he killed a white woman. Is that what those...
It was because the high-speed slow chase. In college, I had a buddy that had the picture of OJ's Bronco. It's a flag, and it just said The Juice is Loose on it with the cops chasing him. That's... But anyway, so The Departed. Fantastic movie. It's a mob movie. Has Jack Nicholson, Leonardo DiCaprio, Matt Damon, and Marky Mark of the Funky Bunch. those last three, my wife cannot tell them apart. So she was asking me who they were. You know, she just thinks all white people look the same. So, you guys got any other ones? I got a list, so I can keep on going.
I did my list already.
There Will Be Blood, 2007. Daniel Day-Lewis? No? Okay.
I didn't get so quiet. What's going on?
Lou, can you hear
us? I'm
getting
ready for the. I'm getting ready for the very end of the podcast.
All right, I'll go. I'll do a speed run. Inglourious Bastards. There we go. For all you Tarantino fans out there, calm down. American Gangster. We talked about The Dark Knight already. There's the rest of my list. Anything else? No. Bueller. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Top Podcast. As always, you can find us on YouTube, Spotify, all that jazz. If you're on YouTube, give us a like, comment, subscribe. Check the link down below. Join our Discord. We're going to probably try to do some more events there. If you're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star review. Other than that, thank you all for listening. We'll catch you all next time. Peace.
Because in this town, can't find up, but I found down in the city light.